is your job telling you that you need to get the shot, the monkey shot or the flu shot or whatever shot that's out right now, if they're telling you to do that and that is against your relationship with Jesus Christ, then hit me up. My name is Dionne Monique, and I have been doing religious exemption forms for almost 3 years now. I've done hundreds for the past, I'll say almost 3 years. So I'm putting my degree to work. I am an ordained minister. If you need a religious exemption letter to just download, it's free. Just download it now. Or if you need the form filled out, you don't know what to fill out, I do that too. You can download the religious exemption form. It's free. If you need, you know, it notarized, that's $35. It's super cheap. You know, notarization is not free. So, but yes, other than that, it is completely free. Download it now. Go to my website at goodiegirl.co. That's G-O-O-D-I-E. girl.co. So goodiegirl.co. I also have like body lotions, healing cream, body washes. I've got a robe out. I think the robe sold out, but apparel and vitamins. You know, it is that season to where people aren't taking their vitamins and the cleansing part of our body is happening right now. So I've got the vitamins all there for you. Vitamins for kids, vitamins for adults, vitamin D, you know, vitamin C, gummies, because I'm big on vitamin gummies. Listen, sometimes vitamins don't taste the best, but putting it with a gummy is just so much better, especially for kids. So I've got that too. Anyway, go to goodiegirl.co and just have fun. Thank you so much. Today's message I have decided to call Muddy Vision. If you are in a situation where you cannot see what's going on, if you need a clear understanding about what is happening, then this message is for you. Let's jump right in. So I'm really excited about this message today because I've been asking God, like, God, give me a word, a vision, because usually when God speaks to me, I'll see a scripture and he'll show me something with a deeper meaning to it. And I love that, but I haven't had something like that in a minute. Not too long, but it's been a while, like a noticeable amount of time where I'm like reading, I'm like, okay, God, what are you saying in this? So today the Lord gave me the scripture and it is just such in time. So I'm just going to get right into it. I'm going to be reading from the book of John, chapter 9, verse 1 through 7. So John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7 says, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I'm here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. Whew. Okay, so much to unload right now. So much to unload. But first of all, let me get this straight. Jesus covered the man's eyes with mud and then said, go walk. And I think that's just so hilarious. Jesus covers the man's eyes with mud, and then he goes and tells him to go walk. Jesus didn't hold his hand to get to the pool either. This man was literally, physically, he was already blind. And Jesus covered his eyes even more with mud. Are we getting that? Is that clear? I think that's just wild. Have you ever been in a situation where you already have no idea where you are going? And then God leads you and tells you to go somewhere and you have no idea how to get there or how you're going and to get there. And for some odd reason, it doesn't even feel like God is with you or that God's helping you get to your destination. A blind man, okay? A blind man was told to walk even further. A blind man was told to walk even further, but this time with his eyes covered even more with mud. Now, if the blindness couldn't make the man see, the Lord covering his eyes with mud definitely will make the man not able to see. I mean, even if you have 20/20 vision, if you cover my eyes with mud, I'm not going to see. And here is Jesus putting mud on a blind man's eyes. Like, okay, God, his situation was already bad. He can't see. And now you're going to put mud over his eyes to make him see, not be able to see even further. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of us have been in a situation where we are already don't know where we're going? And here comes God putting mud over our eyes. Like, Lord, I'm coming to you. I'm reading the Bible. I'm praying. I'm trying to get this. And I still can't see what where I'm going or what I'm trying to be doing here. It's like when I think about that, it's just wild. So let's get back into this word. Like I was saying, have you ever been in a situation where you already have no idea where you're going? And then God leads you and tells you to go somewhere and you have no idea how to get there or where you're going. And it doesn't feel like God's with you. Now see, a blind man was told to walk even further, but this time with his eyes covered even more with mud. So why would the Lord blind us even more and then tell us to walk? I'll say that again. Why would the Lord have us blind and then blind us even more, and then tell us to walk? You know, sometimes whenever you have to get where you're going, everything around you will get to a point where you just can't see anything. You can't see what's going on in your business. You can't see what's going on in your relationships. You can't see what's going on in your finances, in your household, in society, even in your quiet time sometimes. And sometimes there will come a point when you can't even see how to get to Jesus. But notice in the scripture, Jesus came to the blind man. Now, the blind man was a beggar. But he wasn't even begging for healing from Jesus. But Jesus still came to him. The blind man didn't come to Jesus. I mean, how could he? He was blind. How could the blind man come to Jesus when he couldn't even see Jesus? And you know what? He actually had no idea that Jesus was actually right beside him the entire time, which is even deeper. You know, even when we are completely blind, Jesus can still come to us. And that's what happened here in the scripture with this blind man. Jesus came to the blind man. It wasn't as if the blind man said, "Hey, I'm looking for Jesus. Anybody know where Jesus is at?" This blind man was blind. He didn't know about Jesus. Well, he probably did. I mean, the scripture doesn't say, but he didn't even know that Jesus was around. Jesus came to the man. In our dark times, when we are lost and don't know what to do and where to go or which direction to take, we can just sit and beg anyone who comes along asking for help, just like this blind man. You know, this blind man was in a dark time. He was lost. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go. He didn't know which direction to take. So he just sat as a blind man and begged anyone who came along asking people for help. And that is sometimes what we do in our life, where we don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. We just need help. We just need something to come along to help our situation. And just know that even though we can't see Jesus, Jesus is still right there beside us. And I just want to remind you that God is there with you, even if you can't feel him. And I love how the disciples ask Jesus, "How did this man go blind? Was it because he was a sinner? Was it because his parents sinned?" And that's what we always like to do, right? When something goes wrong, we like to point the finger to find the root cause. We blame ourselves for being blind. We think back to every moment that we sinned, you know, and think, "Well, maybe I'm in this situation because of what I did 5 years ago. Maybe I'm in this situation because of what I did 2 years ago or 2 weeks ago or last night. Maybe God saw that I was about to sin, and so he blinded me to make me not go in that direction." You see, we like to blame ourselves when we are perfectionists. I know I'm sort of a perfectionist. And so sometimes I like to blame myself. I like to say, "Okay, well, I'm in this situation because I must not have did this right. Or I must not have did that right. Or maybe God is blocking this quote unquote blessing because he sees what's about to happen and he's protecting me from," you know, we like to, you know, try to find excuses and root causes of the reason why we're in the situation that we're in. Maybe if I had just did it this way, this wouldn't have happened. Maybe if I had just done that, this wouldn't have happened. You know, and then sometimes we like to blame other people when something bad happens in our life as to the reason that we can't see what's happening in our life. You know, we'll be like, "Well, if she didn't do that to me, then I could be able to do that. If he didn't hurt me so bad, then I would be able to do this or work through that. But now I can't because they did this. And so now I'm in this situation. If this didn't happen in my business, then I could be able to profit more. But now I don't know what to do or where to go." You see, we like to always make excuses. And sometimes in our life, there will be things that happen that have absolutely nothing to do with whether you sinned or not. Sometimes bad things will happen, and it has nothing to do with whether you sinned or maybe someone sinned against you. Sometimes things will happen in our life that has nothing to do with what someone did or didn't do to you. Sometimes things happen. And Jesus confirms this by answering the disciples by saying, "This happened so that the power of God can be seen inside of him." So his blindness, this man was blind, and Jesus says that this happened so that the power of God can be seen inside of him. Now, there is great power in understanding this statement because you have to understand that this blind man couldn't see anything from the outside, but the outside could see the power of God working on the inside of him. Do you understand? So the man couldn't see the outside world, but the outside world can see that the power of the living God was working on the inside of him. So what are you going through? What you are going through, it may be something you cannot understand at all, but what you are going through may be total 20/20 vision for someone else to see the power of God working through you. But let's go back to the blind man who couldn't see. And now Jesus walks over to the man, spits on dirt, makes mud, doesn't tell the blind man what he's doing, which would probably help the blind man because the blind man can't see what Jesus is doing. You understand? He's blind. So he can't see that Jesus is literally going in mud and like going in dirt, spitting on dirt, making mud. The blind man can't see any of this happening. He doesn't know what Jesus is doing. The man can't see. He doesn't know what Jesus is doing or what Jesus is about to do because he's about to put it on his eyeballs. Oh, he's about to put it on his eyes. So the blind man has no clue that Jesus is fixing his situation. The blind man has no clue that Jesus is digging dirt, put spit, and he doesn't know what's going on. Again, he's blind. And that's some of us as well. God is fixing a situation right now in your life because you are blind, you have no idea that God is using the dirt that surrounds you and using his DNA, his spit, and mixing it up to change your situation. He's using that dirt that is surrounding you. And he's using his DNA, his spit, and he's mixing it up to change your situation. But then Jesus takes the mud and covers the blind man's eyes even more, like what I was talking about earlier. Jesus takes the mud, he covers the blind man's eyes even more. If he couldn't see before, the man most definitely couldn't see now. And we go through this sometimes as well. If the road that we were on wasn't bad enough, the Lord will cover our vision even more to where we have no idea visually what is going on and what we should do, lost and blind. The only way out of this is by hearing, because your vision is done. You can't see, that's clear. You don't know what's going on. That's clear. And now Jesus has covered your eyes even more. So now you really can't see. The only way out of this is by hearing. So this man is lost. He's blind. But the blind man still has ears. The blind man has ears to hear. And Jesus spoke these words to him. Jesus said, "Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam." And yes, you heard that correctly. Jesus told a blind man to go walk somewhere. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was blind and then I had mud over my eyes, the first thing I would want to do, obviously, is wipe the mud off my eyes, but now I'm not near the water, so I have to literally try to figure out how I'm going to get to the water. And I would want Jesus to help me get to this pool because, duh, I'm blind. And now I've got mud over my eyes. I don't know where I'm going, Jesus. I have no clue where I'm going. I'm already blind. That's not new. I was blind since I've been born. And now you've covered my eyes with mud. So I'm gonna need a little direction here. Where's the Siloam? But you know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He was already blind. He was already blind. So covering his eyes more wasn't, it's not a big deal. I mean, you could cover his eyes, he was already blind. But there are some people in situations where we are blind, in a situation in our life where we are blind, and then we're blinded even more with the mud. With the mud that from the world and the spit of Jesus. But this man doesn't know where, maybe he does know how to get there, but it doesn't say in the scripture. And the Lord held his hand and walked him to the pool and started cleansing him. No, he told him, go to the pool. Go to the pool and go clean off. Go wash your eyes. Actually, he didn't even say go wash your eyes. He said go wash yourself. So basically, go clean up. Clean up your whole situation. Go in the water, go clean up, go wash yourself. That includes the mud. I mean, that includes the mud over your eyes that I just put there. I put the mud over your eyes. Now you're going to hear my words, and my words say, go to this pool and wash off. You follow my direction, and my direction tells you to go here, and you go there, and you do as I say, and then you wash yourself as I told you to, and now you'll be able to see. Now you'll be able to visually see what's going on the outside and on the inside of you. The blind man, let me go back into it because, okay, the blind man knew where to go. Now, I researched the distance from the Mount of Olives to the Pool of Siloam because in the chapter previously in chapter 8, he was at the Mount of Olives at the temple, and then they were trying to stone him, but he disappeared into the crowd. He left. So he was gone. And but the Mount of Olives to the Pool of Siloam is about a mile and a half away. But it says in the scripture that Jesus was walking along and he found this man. So it's not very far. So this blind man didn't have to walk far, Now Jesus had left the Mount of Olives. He was already walking along, so I don't think that the path was very far. I don't think that Siloam was a far walk. But it was still a walk that the blind man had to go walk on his own. Now, the scripture doesn't say that anyone helped him get there, so it's my belief that this blind man walked to the pool alone, washed himself with no help, and there he began to see. My friends, be prepared that sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell us something, and we will use what we have been taught to get where we need to go. Does that mean God isn't with us? No. This man was so used to getting direction and help from the world. But when Jesus came to him, the only direction that the blind man needed was to tell him where to go. Jesus had the power to deliver us. Jesus has, I'm sorry, I said had. No. Jesus has the power to deliver us from our blindness, from our suffering, from our tragedies. And sometimes when God covers our eyes even more, it may seem like we really can't get to where we're trying to go. But keep walking. Keep walking in what God has told you to do. Keep going in the direction that He wants you to go in. Keep going even when you have no clue how to get there, even when you feel like you just can't see. Keep walking. Stop asking God, why did this happen to me? Stop asking, what did I do wrong? Just keep walking to the living water. Keep walking to where you need to go. And the Lord will help you. He will give you a clear perspective on what is happening. Right now in my life, things seem upside down. I don't know what the Lord is doing and why my vision felt blurry. Even feels blurry sometimes, but I believe that this is why the Lord showed me the scripture today. He showed me that he had made a blind man's path even more blurred. Like, even, I just picture this man, like, what if his eyes, what if he had been healed when Jesus put the mud over his eyes? But there's still mud over his eyes. So even if he could see, he couldn't see because he's got mud over his eyes. Anyway, but that's not what happened. I'm just saying. But I believe that this is why the Lord showed me this scripture. He showed me that he made a blind man's path even more blurred. But that same blurry moment was the very thing that was needed to make the blind man see. If you're going through a similar situation, then please know that God is still with you. He sees you even when you can't see what's going on around you. He's directing your path more than you understand. He is there, even if you can't see him. Even if you can't hear him, even if you can't feel him. Have faith to go to the pool and wash yourself. This blind man could see the truth because he had faith. Because he believed. Believe today. Believe that the Lord is bringing you a clear vision right now. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for healing our vision. Thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank you for covering our eyes with mud in the midst of our blindness. Thank you for giving us a spiritual vision and a physical one. We ask for more faith to get us to the pool of living water. Teach us to have more faith and confidence to understand that we just need to get to you. Teach us to bathe in the living water of your healing power. And thank you for restoring our vision. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found this helpful, please let me know. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Deanna Monique.